A very special day today. March the 8th means International Women's Day. It's a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural and political achievements of women, to be specific. But it also, it's a day that marks a call to action for accelerating change in women's equality.
And there's still not enough of it. That's the problem in the world, is that, you know, the glass ceiling has still got to be broken. There's not enough women being paid the same. There's not enough women in politics. I mean, there are a lot, and you can see it now, there are Queensland women who are being honoured today. Jeanette Young,
yes,
our health minister, being one of them.
Yep.
Regardless of what you think about Anastasia Palaszczuk as premier, and as a powerful woman, she is doing a cool job.
I think she has done a wonderful job.
Well, she should be thanked.
I was interested to find out. I didn't realise that International Women's Day, it's been going on for well over a century. 1911 was the very first International Women's Day gathering, and it was supported by over a million people.
That's incredible. 1911, because women weren't exactly high on the totem pole back then. I mean, suffragette was something only being bandied about overseas, you know, women getting the vote.
Yes.
But 1911, there was that movement starting, and I think it was starting a groundswell that still, you know what, they'd almost be disappointed 100 years later that it really hasn't got to the heights that they probably hoped back in 1911.
Mm.
But we can do our little bit. Fellas should be doing more, and I think this is what we need to teach our sons, dads, that you should be honouring the fairer sex all the time. You should be allowing them to blossom. You should be encouraging them to follow their dreams and even help them, probably to the sacrifice of your own. I think that's a big call.
So old school, Bill Coe, aren't you?
Yeah.
You really are. I feel like when you talk about stuff like this, I get transported back in time. Well, I do. It's lovely. But you are very old-fashioned in your values.
Yeah.
Which is a lovely thing.
Look, you don't put women on pedestals, because that is something they can't aspire to. They don't want that. They want to be treated as, you know what, Al, we're doing this job together.
Mm-hmm.
We have equal say.
Yes.
And it's not like it's going to be Bilko's way or Al's way. It's just, hey, we're mates, we're doing our thing, we get on well, and that's really all needs to be put out there.
Mm. Well, I'll take this opportunity to say thank you, Bilko, because I actually think you are very supportive of me as a teammate, and I've never once felt that, that this is any kind of dictatorship or anything like that. I mean, this is equal. I mean, if anything, you do far too much, because you just get in and, well, you do. You get in and do it. You've already been doing it for ages. And
I just do it to make it easy for you, you know?
Well, you do. And that's lovely. And it is a lovely working environment. And I really appreciate that from you. And I will mention the theme for 2021 International Women's Day is Choose to Challenge.
Oh.
Because a challenged world is an alert world, and from challenge comes change. And it's from the challenges that a lot of women and men in the past have fought and fought and fought for women's rights and fought for change.
My mum challenged me all my life,
yep.
Even if it came down to how to iron hankies properly or iron my shirts. I mean, she is the lady who taught me how to, you know, take care of myself in that way, even though, you know, mum works 7 days a week, seriously, supporting all of us kids, getting us through school, because we had, you know, private school education, but that was a sacrifice she believed in.
Yep.
And I feel bad now that I, as a kid, used to whinge about that, but my mum, an inspiration all the way.
Yeah, well, that's your job as a kid, though, to whinge, isn't it? Because you don't have that perspective, and I couldn't agree more, Bilks. My mum, the penguin, good morning, Sue, if she's listening.
Why do you call her that?
Love you, mum. Well, my brothers, I've got three brothers, they nicknamed her the penguin because she's got a gammy knee.
Oh, right.
Well, she had a knee replacement, so she's got a bit of a waddle. So,
she doesn't mind?
No, she loves it because she's got that much penguin paraphernalia. Yeah. That's what everyone buys for her now. Her car, the license plate, is penguin. But, as I said, I've got three brothers, and they were, them, not me, they were rotters when we were kids and teenagers. The fights my brothers used to have, and don't worry, I had plenty as well. I don't know how she put up with us. I don't know how she kept it all together, but she worked full time right from when I was really young, and my grandparents, they would take us to school. But she would get up every morning, make all the lunches.
Yep.
And then she'd go off on the train 50 minutes into town, and you know, then she'd leave home at like before 7 in the morning, not get home till 6 at night.
Yeah.
And then she'd make us dinner. Obviously, we pitched in as we got older, but she still works full time in the city. She's 73 years old. She's a legal secretary.
Why doesn't she retire?
Well, I keep saying to her, Mum, and you can imagine me through COVID, I was blowing up at her saying, Mum, but she wants to work, Bilko. She loves working. She
enjoys.
And good
on her employer for letting her at 73 keep coming to work.
Well, not letting her. I mean, she does a great job. I mean, they're lucky to have her.
Yeah,
well, they
true,
are.
Okay.
They are, yeah. And I know what you're saying. I know that you're saying maybe at 73 years old she wouldn't necessarily be at her best, but I can assure you, I tell you what, you could expect the phone to ring any time soon because she keeps them on their toes. And after all of these years of working, her knowledge is so vast and she's just an encyclopedia.
Well, that's right,
the
knowledge base she's got can't be replaced or replicated. You only get that from sheer experience.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And shout out to all the mums, all the grandmas, everyone, lots of, and all of the women who are caring and have cared for other people's children. I mean, yeah. Let's let the Zinc family give their mums a shout out.
Yeah, it's International Women's Day.
Yes, mums, grandmas, whoever you would like to honour today.
Phil, you tell us about the inspirational women in your life. Who is it, mate?
My mum, mate. Unfortunately, I haven't got her now. But when I was managing the service station, I used to get home at 20 to 11 at night, and my mum always had a cooked meal ready for me.
Oh, that's lovely. What was your favourite cooked meal from your mum, Phil?
Mate, whatever she cooked, baked dinner, whatever she cooked, and not one night that, or one day that I'd have to go to work and my uniform wasn't ironed, washed, everything.
That's fantastic, mate.
That's
yeah.
So lovely.
But she passed away when she was 80.
Oh, very sorry to hear that, Phil. What was her name?
Yvonne.
The beautiful Yvonne. Thank you for sharing, Phil, for International Women's Day. As an inspirational lady now. Who are you passing on, Monique? Who are you honouring today?
My mum, Angela.
Tell us about your mum.
She's just really nice and does a lot of things for us at home and really supportive.
Oh, that's
when you say nice, does she go crook on you? Does she pick you up for, leaving your clothes and towels on the bathroom floor, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's really what she had in mind by nice, Bill. Oh, well, that's beautiful. I'm sure your mum would be absolutely ecstatic to hear you honour her like that.
How are you going there, Ralph?
Hey, I'm not too bad, Bill. Okay, how are you going?
We're good, brother.
Ralph, would you like to give an inspirational woman a shout-out today?
Well, I would. I would like to thank my lovely wife, Angela, because she is the greatest thing on this planet.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
What is she doing, brother?
She just really supported. I'm going through a bit of a time at the moment, and she's been like my rock, and I'm really appreciative of that.
That's so beautiful.
We don't want to pry, yeah, mate, but that's what it's all about, having those rocks in our lives. And if your partner's doing that for you, then she deserves all the honour. And you feel like you can't do anything for her to thank her enough, can you?
That's right. Exactly right. Like, you can use the words, but the words aren't enough. But I just want to say thank you very much to her.
You're welcome.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we hope things look up for you. Certainly, it's going to make it a lot easier having her by your side.
Oh, definitely.
Good on you, Ralph. That's a very big thing to share too when you've got a rock in your life like that. I mean, your partner, we forget about our partners too. I know we honour mums as inspirational women. But
absolutely. Mums, teachers, all of the inspirational women in our lives. It's a time to celebrate, and it's a time to do what we all can to truly make a positive difference for women.
And you know what, fellas? For someone who's special in your life, do something special off the cuff today. It could be something small, could be something big, making dinner, pick a flower, or just buy something for her without notice. Just drop it in her hand. I know they have that campaign, a box of Rosie's chocolates to thank the women in your life, but just do something that signifies just how cool they are.
What are you going to do for Ness? Here you go. I'm putting you on notice right here, right now, putting you on the spot.
Oh, Indian?
Indian.
Maybe some petunias. Some frangipanis. I'll grow some.
Frangipanis, that's cheap.
Well, do you stick them in your hair? It's not cheap.
Well, you can't buy frangipanis. You just go pluck them off a tree, although it's about the effort, isn't it?
It's about the effort, and there's plenty of trees around our place, so...